CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, so we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Good afternoon.
So, Melanie, did you see a movie this week?
I did.
Good.
Well, I say it's my job. I have to go see all these movies. Yes, this week I saw the movie Equalizer 2. Mm-hmm. And I had made a point of going on Netflix two nights ago to see Equalizer 1.
Okay.
The first one, just to, as it turned out, we'd already seen it one other time, but there was a lot that I didn't remember. Mm-hmm. So we said, okay, let's get a little background for Equalizer 2. So we did. And I'm just noticing here on Rotten Tomatoes, my second favorite website, that in fact... poor old Equalizer is not doing well with the critics. It's down in the 50% range.
Okay.
But then I have Hannah the Wonder Dog with me today, and she's wandering about the studio just enjoying the air conditioning. So a number of the movies that I have seen recently haven't done very well, and I thought they were kind of okay. But in terms of critics and audiences, they're kind of not great. And Equalizer 2 is one of those at 51%. Jurassic World, also 51%.
Okay.
And the big surprise to me was the one from, I think it was last week, Skyscraper, mm-hmm. which I totally enjoyed, mm-hmm. unexpectedly. And that, too, is sort of in that roughly 50-some percent range. And I said, huh, what's going on? But the one that I did see, I haven't seen yet, but will be seeing, Mamma Mia, that's there, that's the Maison de Cinema this week. Mm-hmm. And I will probably see it a little later in the week, and hopefully we'll be able to get a review in for next week, although I won't be here, but we'll figure out a way to do that.
Okay.
Anyway, they're doing great. Mamma Mia is a crowd pleaser, clearly, at 79% approval. And the Ant-Man and the Wasp did okay, too. That's also at 87%. And the one that I loved, The Incredibles 2. So there's some that, they're hits and misses. Mm-hmm. The Equalizer, as it turns out, in terms of critical appeal, is a kind of a miss. And having now seen it, I can see kind of why. It's Denzel Washington's second go-around as McCall, the somewhat mysterious guy with a background. We discover if you hadn't seen the first movie, you find out in the second movie that, in fact, he is ex-CIA, which would explain why this very bookish older guy has so many dynamite moves. This Equalizer sees his role as someone who can right the wrongs, mostly of the little guy. He brings back a child who's been abducted by her father, and helps an elderly man who has been on his own for many, many years, and things like this. He kind of steps in. He's a bit of a vigilante. There's no question about mm-hmm. it. But he goes after the bad guys for the good reasons. And as I said, he's very effective. I'm fully anticipating an Equalizer 3 down the road, just because I just think you can just go use this same idea for a long, long time. And Denzel Washington he's very low key in this movie, but he's good. He's very solid. He has, he's got these incredible moves that you would never expect someone of his age to have. But it's not a movie, and it's pretty entertaining. It's a long movie. The director, a young man named Antoine Fuqua, tends to make long movies. And this is a long movie, but it was interesting. I found that, there's some issues with the movie, but it definitely is holding my attention. I'm not so sure I would run to see a number three. Mm-hmm. After a while, the whole vigilante justice thing becomes a bit just a bit tired. But Denzel's good. Whatever he does, Denzel's good. So I would recommend it with reservations. And there is a lot of violence in the movie, but nothing that people haven't already seen in some quantity. And there's quite a, I won't give a whole lot away, but towards the end of the movie, there's some wonderful scenes set on the coast of, I guess it's Massachusetts, in a big storm.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like, whoa, this is it. This is actually very exciting. So I was definitely wide awake for that one and following the whole thing. But it's essentially a good over evil kind of movie. But evil things just keep on happening. And the equalizer has to get out there and equalize the balance so that the bad guys don't have all the balls in their court. Mm-hmm. The good guys have to get some winners, and definitely Denzel sees himself as a good guy who will be able to right these wrongs. So recommended kind of half-heartedly, but if you like this kind of movie, and especially if you like the first Equalizer film, which ostensibly is based on an old TV series called The Equalizer, but the people who made the movie are sort of distancing themselves from the TV character.
Okay.
Maybe they don't want Denzel to be mixed up with anybody else. So, Equalizer, not a bad way to spend a rainy afternoon, but there's better things to do with your time. As I mentioned, Mamma Mia is there now. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. It's the second the second edition.
Mm-hmm.
And that is presently playing downtown. And I'm looking forward to seeing that one, only because I really enjoyed the first one, which, I don't know, I think people have described it as sort of Muzak on an island. It's all ABBA music, and it's set on an incredibly beautiful Greek island. And it has Amanda Seyfried, who's very good. She plays the daughter of the Meryl Streep character from the first movie, and apparently Meryl is in the second one as well, although I think her part is smaller, and a chunk of the movie revolves around her as a much younger woman when she first arrives on the island, and before she's had this daughter who is now running the hotel that Meryl Streep character started many years earlier. So it's kind of a, you know, okay, well, let's see how this all began. And of course, lots of ABBA songs and singing and dancing, and a couple of people have said it would be really nice if Pierce Brosnan didn't sing and dance, because he looks good, but these are not his talents. Colin Firth and I think it's Peter. Sorry, I can't remember the name of the third fellow, but there's three guys in it, and then there are three younger versions of these same three guys.
Okay,
who are interacting with the Meryl Streep character from years before. So it looks like good fun, and it's doing, in terms of audience and critical appeal, doing well. 79%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is pretty good. I think that's what they call certified fresh. Falling a little below Ant-Man and the Wasp, which was 87%.
Okay.
And also a good, fun film. I really enjoyed that one. I had liked the first Ant-Man, which I rewatched on TV again, and Ant-Man and the Wasp is more of the same, but the Paul Rudd character as Ant-Man is excellent, and the venerable Michael Douglas is also, you know, he's getting old, but he's still good. So that's another one. If you haven't seen it, it's one that I can recommend pretty highly. And Incredibles 2 did well. I think that's not at the theater anymore, but it's unfortunate if you missed it. It was very good. So we'll just have a quick peek at, in fact, what is playing and what's coming. Ant-Man and the Wasp, definitely still there. Skyscraper, again, didn't do great on the Rotten Tomatoes, but it was... It really held held the audience's attention. And there were some moments that were like, oh my gosh, did that really happen? Hotel Transylvania 3 is largely for kids, but there's some, of course, there's always adult humor in these movies. That one's been doing very well with audiences as well. I thought it was okay. I thought it was a little bit of a rehash of the whole... Once you've seen the first Transylvania, Hotel Transylvania, mm-hmm. and the second Hotel mm-hmm. Transylvania, the third one is a little bit of more of the same, except that they're on a cruise line, which is kind of fun. The Purge, I have mentioned on several occasions, still there. I'm not going to see it. So someone else will have to go and do the review for The Purge. The first Purge. The Equalizer 2 is there, probably be there for at least another week. The Incredibles, unfortunately, is still there, but only in French. And the Mamma Mia movie is the other one that's playing in English. And I think haven't not quite seen it yet, but I will. I do recommend it if you liked the first one. If you like ABBA, if you like pure fantasy and singing and dancing on screen and good performances from all of the main characters, then definitely go see that one. Further down the road, we have some good movies coming locally. It's yet another in the very lucrative Mission Impossible franchise. This one is called Mission Impossible Fallout. And once again, we have Tom Cruise as the lead. And he's kind of well known for doing many of his own stunts. I suspect not all of them. I think his insurance people would draw the line at doing things that are totally crazy, but he does do a number of his own stunts and has been known to hurt himself on occasion.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's mm-hmm. starting this Friday mm-hmm. of this week. According to what I have in front of me, it's not until later that we get another English film. The others, there are some new movies that are beginning also on Friday, but again, according to my information here, they're only in French, although at least one of them, in fact, I think both of them are English films. So it's possible that either this is an error or the English version will come along soon. So the other new ones are starting in early August, so it's too early to talk about those. Mm-hmm. But there's a few that I'm certainly going to want to see. One is called The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Okay.
That sounds like fun. And there's a Disney film about Christopher Robbins, and it's coming down the pike. Mm-hmm. So, on rainy days, it's always a fun way to spend a rainy day is a darkened theater and popcorn and Coke. So it's probably not their absolute best array of movies, but they're pretty good, and there are some that, as I said, I would certainly recommend currently, and then starting on Friday when Mission Impossible begins, that will be another one that you'll definitely want to see.
Sounds good.
And again, just a reminder, $56, 8 tickets, $7 a ticket, doesn't get a whole lot better than that, and it's a really pleasant theater.
It is. It's a great bargain.
It's mm-hmm. well run. Yeah.
It is.
So that's it for now.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much.
You're welcome.